You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The government has indicated
The Wire.
Following our previous kōrero with the Green Party's Ricardo Menendez March, we reached out to Sarita Divis from the Child Poverty Action Group for her organization's take on the proposed changes to child poverty reduction goals by Minister Luis Upston. The Child Poverty Action Group have officially criticized the review, saying that the current goals were important for reducing child poverty and have called upon National to retain them. Here is that interview with Sarita Divis from the Child Poverty Action Group for an expert opinion on the government's proposed changes to Aotearoa's child poverty reduction goals. So to start off, can you give us a rundown on Aotearoa's current long-term child poverty reduction targets and why they're important for reducing child poverty?
Yeah, so the Child Poverty Reduction Act came in 2018. So it was a piece of legislation that had bipartisan support. In Parliament at the time, there was National, Labor, New Zealand First and Green parties. And as part of that legislation, they set targets, intermediate targets, and also this long-term 10-year target to halve child poverty. And in doing so, they, you know, set themselves up to meet those targets.
And how will the proposed review of those targets and subsequent suggestions by Child Poverty Minister Luis Upston impact efforts to combat child poverty in Aotearoa?
Yeah, unfortunately, as part of reviews this year, the Honourable Luis Upston actually looked at the intermediate targets, and at the time she reduced those targets. So we had the 10-year target to halve child poverty, and obviously you do some smaller goalposts as you go. And in those ones, so we were disappointed with that. So we did an official information request to see where the thinking behind that was, because in the past we have been able to reduce child poverty and we have been able to track well on that. So we were wondering what that was all about. When we received those documents, the official information request, we found out as well that the Honourable Louise Upson is also looking at changing our country's long-term child poverty reduction target. So that's the 10-year one to halve child poverty. But that target, that goalpost, is so important for us because it took a long time for Aotearoa to actually acknowledge we had child poverty, to get the legislation in, to put these targets in, and then for us to now hear that the Minister for Child Poverty Reduction is looking at reducing those targets. It's disappointing.
The stated reason for reviewing the 10-year child poverty reduction targets is that Luis Upston said they're not practically achievable and that the investments needed to reduce child poverty over the next 2 years would be disproportionate in comparison to the total annual budget allowances in that same period of time. Is this something that you agree with?
So as the Child Poverty Reduction Minister, we, the Child Poverty Action Group, would like Luis Upston to advocate for policies and budget to actually reduce child poverty. And what we're seeing is the opposite of that. And so that's the disappointment here. But even Christopher Luxton, Prime Minister, before the election, he said that the National Party was committed to those targets of reducing and halving child poverty by 2028. So I think it's more of a thing of the public and your listeners and everyone else in the country sort of saying to the politicians, actually, this is really important. This is an issue of national significance, the reduction of child poverty, and we want you to do the actions and the policies that will allow us to reach those targets rather than changing that goalpost.
Has our government been on track to achieving our child poverty reduction goals under the current targets?
In the past, we have been able to do some statistically significant decreases in child poverty. And so in the last statistics, because of COVID and a variety of other things, the targets, you know, not the targets, but the statistics were looking worse. But that's where we actually, you know, need to put in place some real policies that will make a difference. So things around food insecurity, we all know that the cost of living has gone up. So for those in the poorest circumstances, it's even harder for them. And families and children are struggling. So we need to look at policies that will support them and reduce those things around material hardship, which is one of the indicators for child poverty, the stats that is collected.
Are there any other recent government policies that may have also impacted efforts to end child poverty?
Yes, well, you know, the public transport ones that I'm sure the university students will know about that. And there's been campaigns around that to reduce costs for public transport, food, housing, public housing builds that's been stopped. there's quite a few policies that could have made a real difference in the material hardship indicators, and those haven't been done. So we're calling on the government to relook at the policies, relook at the budget, and really put those efforts into addressing those indicators of material hardship and doing some actions that will get us to that goal.
And finally, if this review goes ahead and Minister of Finance Nicola Willis agrees to reduce the budget for long-term child poverty reduction, will the Child Poverty Action Group be challenging this decision by the government in any way?
Yeah, we are reviewing our options. I think the most powerful option is that of getting the public on board and the public to remind the politicians, and that's throughout Parliament, so the Greens, Labor, National, New Zealand First. Unfortunately, ACT didn't vote for the Child Poverty Reduction Act, but all the other parties did. So if the public can come on board, we're doing a campaign at the moment. If you go to our website, cpag.org.nz, you'll be able to join our campaign. We're doing some activities. We've got a day of action on the 20th of November, which is World Children's Day. So we've got these packs which have friendship bracelets in them for people to wear, which say Pack 2028. And you can give these to the politicians. You can give them to your friends, just to raise awareness that we have a goal to halve child poverty. We can do it. We just need to put the pressure on to get the leaders of our country to continue to achieve it.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.